Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, welcome back to part two of the lovely Private Parts with just your two old friends, me, Francis, and me, Jamie.
Hello. You're not Francis.
I don't know why I said that. Me, Francis.
Oh yeah, I've moved to Notting Hill and now, everyone call me Francis, please.
It's just, hey, it's you and me and all of the people. Who sings that song, do you know?
And actually the builders upstairs, I don't know if you can hear
them. I can hear the head then.
They're building stuff. They're building.
What are they building? Upstairs.
I mean, I don't know, because obviously there's already a flat up there, so they're obviously building something in the flat.
If you had to guess what they were building, what would you guess that they're building?
Basement dig out.
Wait, in the flat above you, they're building a basement.
Basement dig out, yeah.
If I had to guess, I don't think they're building a basement. I think they would be, just be maybe building a new kitchen, probably something like that. Maybe a new kitchen. That's what I would think.
No, they've already got a kitchen.
What, you've been up there?
They don't have a basement.
You've been up there, so you know they have a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My friend lived up there.
That's convenient. What was your friend's name?
Tim.
Your friend Tim, who lived above you, that was him.
Yeah, Tim. He's moved out now. He moved out. Actually, when I was in Lisbon, he sent me a text saying he's moving out. So I didn't even get to say goodbye.
So you were pretty upset. You
been
were
there
pretty
for
upset,
10 years.
Right?
Yeah, well, we're still in touch.
Okay, well, that's lovely.
But yeah, he definitely had a kitchen.
Huh.
And so, Jamie, I guess I just have to ask mm-hmm. you, firstly, how you sleep at night, knowing you're only about probably 500, 600 meters away from me.
Wait, what do you mean? How do I sleep at night knowing that I'm 500, 600 meters away from you?
Yeah, now that you've moved,
moved
closer.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you today. So we are... To all of the listeners...
Where are you?
I'm in my old flat at the moment, so I'm in my old flat.
What?
Yeah, I'm in my old flat.
Why?
Well, I had to do some work, so I came back to my old flat to do some work quickly.
What's going on with your old flat?
So I'm renting out my old flat. That's the idea behind it, so I'm going to rent it out.
Did they let you come and...
It's my flat. The people,
you've not rented
no,
it out.
The people, I haven't rented it. I haven't just walked into the old flat with people like here.
Still got the keys.
Hey guys,
Hey, I hope you don't mind. I'm just gonna set up shop and do some podcasting.
Just gonna hang out here. Hey guys, hope you guys don't mind.
Hey, have you bleached your teeth recently?
No, why? Do they look really white?
Did you do it for Strictly?
No, I did not do it for Strictly. I haven't.
Is that one of the things you have to do in order to qualify for
no,
Strictly?
No, you don't have to do anything. I haven't bleached my teeth. Or I haven't done anything like that. I just the teeth are looking white at the moment. Have you ever had your teeth whitened? Come on, share. Do you know what you do this thing? Yeah, exactly. You do this thing when I know that you're lying, or you're thinking about lying, is you blow out with your lips. You go.
I didn't lie. I said the truth.
You did say the truth, but you thought about lying. You blew your teeth out. You went like that.
No, that's when I'm about to laugh, and I'm stopping myself laughing. That's not lying. It's laughing. But so what have they made you do to go on Strictly? Like, what are they making you do?
There isn't anything that I have to do. I have to make sure that my foot is okay. So I've been doing some physio on my foot.
Do you have to swear some oath?
That what? What oath would I have?
Well, that you won't bring Strictly Come Dine With Me into
Strictly
disrepute.
Strictly Come Dine With Me. No. There's not Strictly Come Dine. Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, you're doing this Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah. What did you think? Strictly Come Dining With Me. Is that what you thought I was doing?
I thought you were doing Strictly Come
what
Dine
is
With
Strictly
Me.
Strictly Come Dine With Me. Is that what? I don't think there's a.
I was very confused why you dropped out because of a foot injury.
The foot and mouth injury. That's what it was. Everyone, we couldn't do it because it was foot and mouth. No, I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing. So Strictly Come.
Strictly
Come Dancing. Yeah. Do you know what I found out about Strictly Come Dancing? So apparently this is true. Do you know Anton Debeck? Do you know Anton Debeck?
Yeah.
I got told that his real name, so Anton's real name.
The writer.
No. The guy from Strictly.
Who's that?
So he's a male dancer. He's called Anton Debeck. Yeah, he's a male dancer. I got told that his real name was Tony Beak.
Tony Beak. Does he have a big nose?
He doesn't have a big nose. He's actually one of the most loveliest humans in the world.
You used to do a lot of beak, didn't you?
If that is some sort of drug reference that you are.
No, why would you? No, why would you think it was a drug?
I don't know. What are you suggesting it is then?
I'd say you used to do a lot of beak.
What is beak?
I don't know. What is it?
I think you're alluding. As we all know, and all the Private Parts listeners know, I have I've never dabbled or taken any sort of drug, apart from
really not even at least
no nothing. I didn't ever do it. Yeah, I was really? Never one of those cool kids. I was never one of the.
Is that what you think is cool?
No, but I all think right. It was you were pretty cool if you did do them. Hey, so listen, big news. So the only way is Essex, right? Have had their 10-year anniversary, apparently. You know Made in Chelsea's 10-year anniversary is next year. 10 years is next year. Yeah.
Is it?
Get out of town, right?
Oh, wow. What, are they going to do a big 10-year
anniversary? Yeah, so if they ever did a 10-year anniversary, do you think you'd go back for it?
Well, if they paid me, probably.
Yeah, if they paid. If you were paid and it was fun and everyone came back...
How much would they
pay you for you to go back?
At least 50
pounds.
50 million.
They would have to pay you 50 million and then you would.
And then I'll think about it.
Yeah. Do you remember, back in the day when we used to film together?
Yeah.
Do you look at the...
Are you trying to make me, like... reminisce?
Yeah. I feel like you should reminisce a little bit.
You're trying to make me nostalgic. Mm.
I feel like you should reminisce a little bit over the good old times that we used to have together. Me, you...
So where is
me,
it? Where
Prudence,
do you think they're going to...
The boys hanging where... out.
Oh, yeah. Pruders. God. Pruders.
Just the lads.
Pruders. What's Pruders up to these days?
He's hanging out. He's having
Pruders. Yeah. What is he up to?
He's hanging out. He's having a swell old time. I think he is.
Has he had a good lockdown?
Yeah, but lockdown was a while ago. Listen, as you said before, so to all of you listeners, Francis is one of these people who can predict the future, and he's predicted a lot of things. He's predicted that Donald Trump would come in power. You said he would. You predicted the lockdown before it happened. You predict other things. But you are predicting now that you think that we may go back and...
Predicted Lana Del Rey,
Billie Eilish. Yeah. You've done a lot of things. But
I predicted all of those.
You're predicting.
Well, you know, I'm not predicting that, I don't want there to be another lockdown. I don't think it's necessary, but I think that's where
we're headed, right?
That's where we're headed. Because, you know, I don't want to get political, but yes, it's not good. I think we're being lied to, but that's one story.
I don't want to get political or anything, but listen, I think we're being lied to. So I don't want to get, hey, I just want, don't want to make it political.
We're being deceived, but there we
go. You know, we're just going to put it out there. If we went back into a lockdown, as you're suggesting, I'll be doing Strictly at the same time, but we could create a bubble. You could come live with me in my flat and we could create a bubble together.
Hey, Jamie, I think if there's a lockdown, you see this beach behind me?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be.
To all of our listeners, it's not a real beach that is behind Francis. He's got one of those green screens behind him. So he's got a lovely beach behind you. Where is that beach, do you think it is?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would like to know. Where is it? Go on. Tell me where it is.
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Tell me, where is that beach? Where is it?
I can't. Well, you'll know. Don't worry.
What do you mean, I'll know? I just tell me where it is.
I can't go into it.
Why can't you go into where the beach is?
Because it's an anonymous beach in a secret location.
I don't think it's an anonymous beach. That beach has a lot of boys in it, a lot of boats around it. It looks like a well-trodden path. It doesn't look like a hidden beach that you can go to.
That is a remote desert island.
No, it's not. It's definitely not remote. There's boats all there. I can see a fishing boat. I can see a fishing boat on the water.
All right, well, look. I can't tell you where it is, but just to let you know, that's
out of all the beaches you've been to in the world, in Francis, as we know, you're a travelled man, you're a travelled person, you've travelled around the world, you know. Where would you say is your favourite place / beach that you have been to?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, I mean, I would say favorite beach. I would say I went to a string of sort of desert islands off the coast of Madagascar.
That was pretty beautiful and wonderful.
In the Mozambique Channel, yeah.
Okay, and why don't you paint a picture for us? Come on, really, really give it to us. That's what we want to hear. We want to feel it.
So I was down. I got dropped off in a helicopter at the bottom of the Madagascar peninsula, right at the bottom, and then And then I went out and I had to take a boat. Actually, do you know what actually was it? I had to take a boat.
It was actually what were you about to say?
I was just going to say this other island, this other beach that I really loved. I was in Panama. And then I basically paid a local fisherman to take me out to this desert island. And then I went scuba diving and caught a lobster and then took it onto the shore and cooked the lobster on I'd caught scuba diving. And I was scuba diving with a French.
How did you catch it with a harpoon?
No, I picked it up.
You just swam after a lobster and picked it up and took it to the surface.
No, I lifted up a rock and took the lobster and went up to the surface.
Up to the circus. And, you went up to the circus and, as well.
Went up to the circus and I said, "Can I cook this?" And the guy who taught me how to scuba dive was a French legionnaire who had moved out there.
Do you think if you were stuck on a desert island, much like Tom Hanks in Castaway, that you'd be able to survive? You'd be fine. You'd be.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in desert places where I've had to subsist on whatever was around, you know.
So what would your survival guidelines be? I wouldn't even know. People say that you could. How would you start a fire? I don't think you would have any clue how to start a fire.
Yes. Yeah, I've started many fires.
What do you mean? Metaphorical fires or actual real fires?
Yeah, I could start a fire. No, do you know? I had this SAS survival guide when I was a kid.
I used to have that and as well. Yellow book.
I challenged myself.
That little yellow book.
Yeah. Yeah, so me and my cousin would go around playing. I think everyone had it at one point, but we'd go around playing soldier in like all the ditches around. They'd be the trenches that we'd go around, and we'd like tick off the things in the SAS survival guide.
So, what you performed tracheotomy on your cousin because that was in there?
Yeah, so I did a tracheotomy on my cousin. Yeah, rest in peace.
What other things did you do? So you just basically started fires. That's what you did. You pyromaniac just went around just starting fires and ditches.
Oh yeah, yeah. And actually, when I was living in the States, we used to have like wars with fireworks. So we'd divide into teams of like five or six, and then we'd all have our fireworks, and then we'd basically launch mortars at each other from like different sides of the. We'd make little. Area of the beat of the sand dunes, and we'd like attack each other, you know, do different ambushes and things with fireworks. It was really dangerous.
I had my friend when we were younger. My friend he went and like stole a firework, right? So he went and stole this firework, and from like he had like his parents put in like a firework spray, and he stole it and he lit it in like the bathroom and set it off, and it went round and like basically really badly like burnt him because it blew up in the room that he was trying to fire it off in. So
you can get really badly burnt. Fireworks are dangerous.
It was really, really bad. I had another friend who went to Bolivia together, and he stole a bit of dynamite and he put it in a flower pot in the hotel room and set fire to it and ran into the bathroom, and it blew seven windows wide. Blew like seven windows out wide.
Wait,
a bit of dynamite. Didn't think it was going to be anything bad.
In his hotel room,
yeah, and it blew seven windows wide.
Was he in there?
In the bathroom, hiding in the bathroom. He got in a lot of trouble with the Bolivian police.
Did he get? Yeah. Really? Fuck yeah!
What happened to him? He got released. But the point was is that you making like that like decision. He did it because he thought it was going to be absolutely fine, and actually it just blew seven. Imagine the reaction when you came out. You're like, oh my fuck! What have I done here? Be the worst thing in the world.
Well, I'm surprised he got released. I mean, that's like sending off dynamite in a hotel room.
This is no word of lie. He actually did in Bolivia near the salt plains. He actually did do that. And
who was that?
His name. He will remain nameless, my friend. That's what it'll be.
Was it Tom Dukenfield?
Tom Dukenfield, my alter ego that I always say. If I was ever pretending I had to be somewhere else or I was with someone, it was always Tom Dukenfield.
Tom Dukenfield is he's a real piece of work.
Hey Francis, right, it's time for that moment. Can we please have the answer to the question of the week?
Alright. So the answer is, who The question is rather, mm-hmm. who, what do sloths need to come down from their tree for to yeah. do? And the answer is, in fact, they come down to do a poo.
I said that. I said they come.
You said they come down to mate.
I said something before. I said they come down and. Did I not?
They come down to eat.
Oh, I mean, literally, it was the same thing. So sloths come.
It's the opposite. Why can't they poo in a tree? That's the opposite.
Why can they not poo in a tree?
Well, they want to be comfortable.
What do you mean they want to be comfortable? Why can't...
Would you be able to poo hanging out of a tree?
Yeah, I could poo hanging out of a tree. I pooed in lots of different places. I reckon I could poo in a tree. One of the worst things is if you ever go camping and you have to squat and poo. That is just...
It's a horrible image, the thinking of you hanging off a tree and just pooing. Going, see? I could do it.
Right, to all of you lovely private parters who are listening, I want to say a big thank you for tuning in once again. Listen, we are going to be back with some amazing guests coming up, some really exciting guests over the next few weeks. Also, I'll be doing Strictly, which is very exciting. That's pretty much starting next week, training and everything like that. So you'll get a full update all of the time. Francis, I know you're super excited about that. But we're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, yeah, psyched.
Yeah, well, give a bit more excitement than that. Go on.
No, I'm gonna look. I'll save my excitement for the day that you win.
Okay, sweet.
Because I want to keep it all bottled up until then.
As always,
I think you're gonna win it. I have to say, I think you're gonna win it.
I think I'm gonna win it too. I think I'm gonna win it. To all of you listeners, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we'd love that at Private Parts.
But you've got to give it all. You've got to give it your all. You've got to.
What do you mean, give it my all? Of course, I'm gonna give it your all. I'm not gonna just do it half-heartedly, am I? Why would I do it half-heartedly?
You've got to really smile all the time.
Okay, I'm going to smile loads. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at Private Podcast. And also leave us a review, a comment in the iTunes charts. We'd really like that, wouldn't we, Francis?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do what?
Let's leave a comment in the charts.
Right, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Is that for me to do? Yeah, buddy. All right. All right. I've got a quote.
Mm-hmm. You can't just Google a quote.
All right. Look, I think I said this last time, but it's true. You guys are great. Go out there, be great, and fight for freedom and fairness.
You said exactly the same thing last time.
It's true. Fight for freedom and fairness. Don't give up your freedom for anything.
All right, everybody. I'm going to see you next week for another episode. Bye!
See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.